Ultra Coffee. Performe seu melhor nos treinos, estudos e trabalho. O Gregário Cycling é amigo da Ciclovia do Rio Pinheiros. A ciclovia que revoluciona o jeito de pedalar em São Paulo. Saiba mais na descrição deste podcast.
Ainda inspirado no programa 76 Pilotagem, o Gregário Cycling traz a experiência de um piloto, Jack Aitken. Um filho de pai escocês e mãe sul-coreana, ele é piloto reserva da Williams, já teve experiências tanto na Fórmula 1 quanto na Fórmula 2 e diversas outras categorias do automobilismo. Há 3 anos ele treina com Hunter Allen e se dedica, inclusive, a competir algumas provas de bicicleta. Se liga nessa conversa muito legal que ele teve com Álvaro Pacheco e Nicolas Sessler.
Today we have here a very special guest at Gregario Cycling, Jack Aitken, who has a Korean and Scottish bloods on his vein and had made an admirable career on his car racing, having taken a privileged seat at Formula One, but also racing places like Le Mans and amongst all, share our love and passion for cycling with our common friend, Hunter Allen, who I think are making the connection between us. So Jack, thank you very much and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, like you said, good of Hunter to connect us up. He's a bit of a car lover himself, actually.
Yes, we just find a couple of years ago. I know Hunter since 2011, and was only recently that I discovered his passion in his beloved 911, which was fun. But starting with the beginning, can you share about your Korean and Scottish heritage?
I was born in London and lived in the UK pretty much my whole life. But it's coming from my mum and my dad. So my mum is South Korean and my dad is Scottish. And they met in London, and that's why we're living there now. But yeah, it's a heritage that we like to keep alive in the family, of course, like all families with mixed heritage. So it's nice.
That's super nice, because curiously, I had the opportunity to know a little bit of Scotland this year during the Tour of Britain, which I went to race. Yeah. And I noticed that there is a pretty strong culture for racing drivers. And needless to say, David Coulthard, the Stewart, and everything.
But the great Jackie Stewart.
Yeah. In the Edinburgh Museum, I remember seeing the cars of Coulthard, the Jaguar was there, but also for bike. Scottish people are really passionate about the bike racing and everything in this side as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think the racing history in Scotland is super, super strong. There's a long line of Formula One drivers that were coming from Scotland. And I have no idea why, because it's quite a small country. And there's a few circuits there, but they are not world famous or anything. But yeah, we clearly get some good practice on the country lanes, which are also very well suited for two wheels. Like you said, I've always wanted to take a bike to Scotland. We go on holiday there sometimes, and especially around the southern border of Scotland, between Scotland and England, is just beautiful countryside. So I definitely have to do that sometime.
And for our listeners who are getting to know you more, can you share a little bit about your history as a car racer?
So I started in go-karting, like many drivers do. I was quite young, 7 years old. I just started because it was something fun that I did with my friends once or twice. I really liked it, mainly because I was not good other sports. I was really small as a kid, really skinny. Maybe I should have taken up cycling earlier, but I didn't know about it then. And football and rugby and those kind of things, I struggled. But of course, in the go-kart, being lighter is really important, just like cycling. So I was quite good. And I was taking it more and more seriously as I turned to becoming a teenager, and taking time off from school to go and compete in international competitions. I started to race cars when I was 17, and I became involved in an academy with a Formula One team, which was Renault, in 2015 when I was 20. And that was really the first time that I was working in Formula One, and I started to do some test sessions. Last year, for the first time, I did a race, which was in Bahrain, when I had to substitute in for another driver who was ill. And that's my current role. I'm a reserve driver for Williams Racing.
How did bicycles come into your life?
So I rode bikes as a kid, but I was growing up in the city in the middle of London. So it was not easy to let a 7-year-old kid just go riding in the city. You know, it's not the safest always. So I rode a bit, but not often. And then I stopped riding for several years until 2015, the year that I joined this Formula One Academy. And they asked us, you know, what kind of training that we're doing. And I said, I do some running and I'm going to the gym. And they said, oh, you should try some cycling because lots of drivers are doing it. And it's really good for endurance because, you know, it's difficult to run for 3 hours. But on the bike, you can do it quite easy. And it's good to avoid injuries. So anyway, they actually gave me an old bike, which I still have now. And the first day I got it, I was just looking at it like a kid because I was so amazed how mechanically perfect everything was, you know, just turning the cranks and seeing the chain go around and the derailleur moving back and forth and the cables. I was like, it was really nice. I like to see how things work. And on a bike, it's really simple for the most part. So
compared to a car, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you give me some spanners on the car, it's a disaster. So the bike is more on my level. So yeah, and I started to do some riding. I didn't do a lot the first year, but the second year we went to France for a training camp and we did some riding there. And it was sunny and nice, beautiful roads. And we had good coffee and cake and all of this stuff. And I was like, yeah. And actually on that camp, I really fell in love with riding more for the social side than the physicality of it. And I began to ride more and more. I think the first year I did something like 300 kilometers in the total year. Mm-hmm. So not a lot. And then after the training camp in the first year, I did 10 times that already, like 3,500 kilometers. And every year since, I was just doing more, more, more. And it's like a disease now. I have some friends who are racing and we all have bikes. And we're like looking in our calendars, trying to find 2 weeks that we can go to Calpe or something like this in Spain and just ride bikes for a little bit.
When you discovered the bike, how much did it help your car racing skills on riding a bike?
I think it definitely helped on the physical side, just because it's true that with running, I was starting to get some small injuries, nothing serious, but you know, like a lot of people, I struggle to be disciplined with things like stretching every time and making, you know, having a good routine with that stuff. And the cycling I found to be much more flexible in that sense. So I was able to increase my training load quite a lot and not suffer any negative consequences. But to be honest, the physical side of it was not so massive for me. It's much more that the cycling was a nice escape from my professional job, if you like. Because although I have what many people would call the dream job, and I would call it a dream job too, because I love what I do. I love racing. I've always wanted to do it. It's really hard work sometimes. You know, everybody gets stressed at their job. The stakes are really high. And it really helps that I have a whole community of people, because I'm part of a cycling club in my local town, that I can go on my spare weekends. I can just go with an easy ride and chill out, not think about that kind of stuff. I'm still getting some exercise done, of course, but the main thing is that I have, you know, a hobby that I really love.
Jack, the other way around, how much your handling skills on high speed helped you when you went into a bike and take it a little more serious on the fun side, not on the competitive side?
Quite a lot, I think. You know, maybe I should have said for your previous question, there are a lot of similarities, which I think, I don't know if it's necessarily strictly improving my skills in the car, but I'm using a lot of the same feelings when I'm riding the bike fast as when I'm driving fast. And it, you know, that can't be a bad thing. For sure, when I started to ride with other people, one of the first things that everybody said to me was when we finished the descent was, wow, you're really going fast down the hill there, taking some risks. And I said, I don't feel like I'm taking any risk. And they said, well, just wait until you crash and then you'll, then you'll understand. Now I've crashed a couple of times, but I'm still quite fast on the descent. So for sure, having the feeling of rubber against the road is the same, in my opinion. Also, you know, using some basic skills like the vision, looking really far ahead through the corner when a lot of people are fixated too close to what's in front of them. I have good lines and everything, but at confidence as well, just having confidence is a really, really big difference, I think, compared to the average person.
And if you compare that's fun and adrenaline about being at 80, 90 kilometers an hour on a descent or being at 300, 320 kilometers per hour on a long stretch on a track.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm descending really fast on the bike, and it's getting to the point where you know a bicycle should not really be doing 90, 100 kilometers an hour and things are not working so well anymore. It's the same adrenaline or a little bit of fear even that you get when you're going through some of the hardest corners in the world, like, you know, Eau Rouge and Spa, where you can have some, it's where I had my crash actually, where I injured myself this year. And you feel the car is moving all the time. And you know, if you make one small mistake, there is just not enough distance between the track and the barrier for you to slow down, and it's going to hurt if you make a mistake. So it's the same, yeah.
What is the take of the team on the fact that you are riding? We see other drivers that also ride their bikes.
Yeah, the teams are usually quite positive about it. I think it's, to be honest, it's a lack of understanding from the teams. That they don't realize that the risk of injury is actually quite high when you're riding the bike. Like I said, it was the team academy that was encouraging me to ride the bicycle the first time. So for sure, usually they are quite happy for you to do it. I know even Valtteri also did some races at the start of this year, I think, in Australia. So yeah, it's quite relaxed, to be honest.
How do pilots ride bicycles during the season? Because it's quite hard with all the traveling. You cannot take your bike. You don't have space or availability to take your bike. So what kind of solutions do competitive drivers racing around the world like you find to find time or find a bike to ride?
Some people go to the trouble of packing their bike and they take it with them, especially if it's a longer event and you're going to be there for maybe 1 week. Some people will do it because you can have time. It's very difficult. Because you also need to strike the balance of, am I going for a ride on my bike tonight before the race because I want to, or because it's going to help me in the race tomorrow? And most of the time for me, I decide it's better that I leave the bike at home because I don't need to do it on the weekend. Personally, I try to fit in as much as I can between the races. I usually go out by myself because I have the flexibility to go during the week, any hour of the day, pretty much, and just enjoy it. Or maybe I will do a workout from Hunter. And then on the weekends, if I have a free weekend, I ride with my club and I just enjoy socializing with them and catching up. So what that really means, last year, for example, I did, I think, something like 7,000 kilometers on the bike, which for me was like already pushing a bit because, yeah, we're away nearly half of the year. We're in different races.
Had it happened that you're riding bicycles with your bicycle club buddies and give them a tip that you had knowledge as a car racing driver, a handling tip or a brake balance or a turn?
Yeah, actually, I was asked, and I still have to do it. The club is asking if I can come and lead a ride to teach about some cornering, because it's a point that many people struggle, I think. And it's also something that people find difficult to practice because they know that if you push too much, you potentially are going to crash. So it's not easy. For sure, some people have asked me for a tip here or there, and I try to help. It's very difficult to tell someone how to do it, though. You know, I can tell some basic things like the positioning of your body and your weight on the bike, which we know is very important. but it's also a skill that I developed for many years just to be able to feel when the rubber is about to break the traction, which you cannot give to somebody else, and you can't tell them, you know, just go to that point and sit 5% below and then it's okay. It's very, very difficult. The closest I think is if I lead down a descent and somebody is trying to follow is a good way that I found, but yeah, it's difficult.
Might be hard to follow you.
I take it easy.
And what about descending fast? What kind of skill do you think it's mostly on descending fast on a bicycle?
The thing that I struggled with the most was managing my weight, my center of gravity, because it's not something that you have to do in the car because you're, you know, held very tightly by the seatbelts. And the first year or two that I was riding the bike, I didn't really understand that, you know, you need to put the weight in the front wheel. You need to put the weight to the outside leg when you're cornering, these things. But now I pick them up, and this is an important point. And also just to really be looking far ahead to see what's coming. If you know the road, it's even better. But if you're taking a road the first time, it's really important to try to look as far ahead as possible and let your mind almost just, you know, calculate what's coming.
Well, Jack, thank you very, very much for your time. It was a huge pleasure to meet you. If you ever have plans on traveling to Brazil, it will be more than a pleasure. Once you're here, of course, you'll be involved on a race and etc., but maybe arrange afterwards a ride around the Sao Paulo area. It's not Scotland, but there's some nice areas.
Yeah, well, the same to you guys. If you'll be in London or Oxford around that area, the roads are probably not as good, but I can show you anyway. So.
Tá aí. Se você curtiu essa conversa com Jack Aitken, vale muito a pena ouvir o episódio Pilotagem, onde a gente faz a conexão entre o ciclismo e o automobilismo, onde esses dois mundos se encontram e como se tornar um ciclista melhor a partir disso. Lembro você também que se você está ouvindo a gente pelo Apple Podcast, avalie o nosso conteúdo, avalie o Gregário Cycling, as suas 5 estrelinhas aí podem ajudar que mais pessoas passem a escutar a gente. Um grande abraço e até a próxima!